Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us. Today we're going to be looking at fashion.
Ooh, fun.
Fashion. It's always changing, always evolving.
Absolutely.
But today we're going to be looking at some really specific examples. So we've got runway trends, we've got new sneakers.
Love it.
And we even have a brand new line for pets.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
We're going to be looking at all of this and maybe even try to unpack what these trends tell us about ourselves as a society.
I think that's a great point because oftentimes I feel like fashion is seen as very superficial.
Right.
But it's really a reflection of kind of larger cultural shifts and even economic trends.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like who would thought that the color celery could tell us something about our desire for like mindfulness?
Right.
But before we get into that, let's talk about Miami Fashion Week.
Yes.
So it just wrapped up and there's so much to unpack.
So much to unpack. Miami Fashion Week is really making a name for itself.
It is.
Especially because they're focusing on resort collections. And they've really expanded their calendar this year. And there are so many interesting designers that are participating.
There's so many. Okay, so we've got, you know, the big names like Lafayette 148 New York.
Of course.
But then there's also this amazing Spanish designer, Agatha Ruiz de la Prada. Have you heard of her?
I love her.
Her designs are so fun and playful.
They are so vibrant, so playful. They're definitely not your typical runway looks.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
And what's great about Miami Fashion Week is that they're also championing local talent.
Yeah.
They have this initiative called Miami Made.
I love that.
Which promotes designers that are from the area.
It's so important.
It is. And one brand that really caught my eye was Seagal.
Oh, yes.
Their resort wear is just so clean.
Yeah.
So elegant.
Effortless.
Effortless. Yeah, I love that word.
It is.
So, you know, it's not just about the international scene. It's also about nurturing homegrown talent.
Totally.
But speaking of international, they also had Claro Couture from Spain and Yanni Bastida from Venezuela.
Oh, wow.
Those collections were amazing.
I bet. And, you know, that kind of brings me to another point, which is that Miami Fashion Week is getting really serious about sustainability this year.
Okay, good.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
They really expanded the Miami Fashion Week Summit.
Okay.
And a large part of that was focusing on eco-conscious practices in the industry.
I love that. I mean, it's one thing to talk the talk, but it's another thing to actually walk the walk.
You got it.
I'm glad that they're doing that.
For sure.
Okay, so we've covered Miami. Let's jump ahead now to next year.
Okay.
Spring, summer, 2025 color palettes. Are you ready for this?
Always ready for color palettes.
Okay, so color trends, I always find them so fascinating because it's like they reflect the mood of society.
Absolutely. Like fashion is a mood ring for the entire world.
I love that. Okay, so speaking of moods, get this.
Okay.
The Nurturing Earth palette.
Okay.
It's all about those really like deep grounding colors, you know, that you would typically see in fall, winter.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're talking like rich browns and like hints of red.
Mm. Wow. So it's like fashion is mirroring our need for stability in uncertain times.
I think so.
It's very interesting how these colors evoke a sense of comfort and warmth.
Yeah.
Which is something I think we all need a little bit of right now.
We do. We do. Okay. But don't worry. It's not all serious and somber.
Okay, good.
There's also celery.
Celery, tell me more.
It's this really light, fresh green with these like subtle yellow undertones.
I love that.
It can be dressed up or down.
It's very versatile.
It is.
I'm intrigued.
And you know, we were talking about fashion reflecting these larger trends.
Yeah.
Get ready for this. Black and white is making a comeback.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
Isn't it?
It's so fascinating because just like during the 2008 economic downturn.
Yes.
We're seeing this return to this very classic combination.
So I guess the question is, you know, are we drawn to black and white because it feels safe and familiar in these uncertain times?
I think that could be part of it.
Yeah.
But I also think it reflects maybe a desire for simplicity and honesty. You know, in a world that feels increasingly complex, black and white offers this visual clarity.
Yes.
That I think can be very appealing.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we talked colors. Let's talk footwear now.
Okay, let's do it.
Nike have been making some big waves.
They have.
With the new Jordan Air series.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
It's designed specifically for women's basketball.
This is a huge step forward.
It is.
Because for years, female athletes have had to basically make do with shoes that weren't designed for their specific needs.
It's like expecting a marathon runner to wear cleats. You know, totally different demands on the body.
Completely.
So Nike actually took that into account with the Jordan Air series And they collaborated with WNBA players.
Really?
Like Kiki Rice and Kiyomi McMiller to get their input on the design.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's that kind of collaboration that leads to real innovation.
It does.
Because they didn't just create like a, you know, shrink it and pink it version of a men's shoe.
No.
They really thought about the biomechanics of the female foot and the unique movements that are involved in women's basketball.
So what are like the key features of this shoe? What makes it so special?
So one of the most notable things is that it's actually the lowest shoe in Jordan Brand's basketball lineup.
Okay.
So what that means is that the foot is closer to the ground.
Okay.
So that provides better stability and control
okay.
for those quick cuts and sprints that
yeah.
are so common in the women's game.
I see. And speaking of support.
Yes.
They also have that page design.
Absolutely.
To help prevent ankle rolling.
Exactly. Because ankle injuries are a real concern in basketball, especially for women.
Especially for women.
Yes. So that added support is crucial.
It is. And of course, you know, they didn't sacrifice style.
Oh, of course not.
The Jordan Air series comes in some very bold colorways and abstract animal prints.
I love that.
It's like they're saying, hey, you can dominate on the court and look amazing while you do it.
Dominate and look good. That's what we like.
Right. And speaking of dominating on the court, let's talk about Angel Reese. This WNBA star is making major moves, both on and off the court.
She is a force.
She is a force.
Not only is she an incredible athlete, but she's also using her platform to empower young women.
Absolutely.
And break barriers in the sports world.
Yes. And she just signed a multi-year partnership extension with Reebok.
I saw that.
But here's the big news.
Okay.
She's getting her own signature sneaker in 2026.
That is a game changer.
It is a game changer. She's only going to be the second WNBA player to receive a signature shoe from Reebok.
Wow. So she's joining the ranks of other incredible female athletes like Breonna Stewart with Puma.
Yes.
And Caitlin Clark with Nike.
Yes. It's so inspiring to see these women breaking barriers.
It is.
And, you know, paving the way for future generations of athletes.
Yeah, I love that.
And Angel has said that, you know, she wants her signature sneaker to inspire young girls.
Oh.
And show them that anything is possible.
It's a really powerful message.
It is.
And it aligns perfectly with Reebok's overall strategy. They're making a big push in the basketball market, particularly in the women's segment. So they're clearly investing in the future of the sport.
Yes.
And recognizing the growing influence of female athletes.
Which is amazing.
It is.
Okay, so we've talked high fashion athletic wear.
Yes.
Now let's shift gears and talk about something a little more lighthearted.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Hit me.
Mark and Graham just launched a new collection of pet products.
Wait, what?
Called Bark and Graham.
This is peak pet humanization.
Right.
I love it.
We're talking personalized beds, bowls, collars, you name it.
Oh my God.
They even have trendy seasonal apparel. So like, imagine your pup rocking a little puffer vest in the winter.
It's adorable, and it speaks to a larger cultural shift.
It does.
In how we view animals.
Yes.
Especially the ones we share our homes with.
Exactly. Like, they are members of the family.
They are.
And, you know, Mark and Graham is known for its high-quality, customizable pieces.
It is.
So, you know, your furry friend will be getting the best of the best.
Plus, they have that really cool personalization preview technology. Where you can actually see what the final product will look like with your pet's name.
Or their little initials.
Or their initials on it before you buy it.
No more guessing games.
No more guessing games.
Talk about taking pet pampering to the next level.
To the next level.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our fashion deep dive.
We have.
We've seen how trends can reflect our desires, our anxieties.
For sure.
We've witnessed the rise of women in basketball.
Yes.
And their impact on the sneaker industry. And we even explored the world of pet fashion.
We did it all.
It's clear that fashion is so much more than just clothes.
It's a reflection of our culture, our values, and even our hopes for the future.
And on that note, I think it's time for a quick break.
Okay.
But we'll be back soon to continue our exploration of this ever-evolving world of fashion. Stay tuned.
Can't wait. Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about how fashion can be like a mirror.
Yeah.
To our collective psyche,
right.
Reflecting our hopes and anxieties.
Yes. And I think, you know, it's like fashion psychology 101.
Totally.
Okay. So we talked about black and white making a comeback.
Yeah.
Maybe because it feels safe and familiar in uncertain times.
Right.
But then we've also got all of these bold, vibrant colors.
Yes.
Especially in the athletic wear that we were looking at.
Definitely.
What do you think is the story there?
I think those bright colors, the way that people are kind of mixing and matching them,
yeah,
it points to this growing need for self-expression.
Oh, interesting.
You know, in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information, external pressures,
yes,
fashion becomes a way to reclaim our individuality,
right?
Show the world who we are on our own terms.
It's like saying, hey, world, this is me.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not just about following trends. It's about making those trends your own.
100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a perfect example of this is Nike's collaboration with female athletes on the Jordan Air series.
Oh, yeah.
It's like brands are starting to listen to what people want rather than dictating trends from the top down.
It's about time, right?
Yeah.
It's like they're saying, we see you, we hear you.
Yes.
And we are designing for you.
Yes. And it's not just about creating products for women. It's about creating them with women.
With women.
Like you were saying, Angel Reese designing her own signature shoe for Reebok.
Yeah.
She's not just a muse. She's a collaborator.
Yes.
Shaping the future of the industry.
I love that. And I think that this collaboration is so key.
It is.
It's about recognizing the expertise and influence of women, giving them a seat at the table.
100%.
We're seeing this, you know, not only in athletic wear, but across the entire industry.
Yeah.
With more women designers, CEOs, creative directors at the helm.
I love to see it.
It's about time, right?
It's about time.
Okay, but let's shift gears for a second.
Okay. You
remember all this pet pampering that we were talking about?
Yes.
The rise of pet fashion?
Yes.
What do you think that tells us? I mean, is it just a frivolous trend?
I don't think so.
Or is there something deeper going on?
I think it goes beyond just like dressing up our pets. You know, I think it reflects a fundamental change in how we view animals.
Okay.
Especially those that we share our homes with.
Right.
We see them as members of our families.
Yes.
Deserving of the same love, care, even fashion.
Right.
That we give ourselves.
Like we're extending our sense of style and identity to our pets.
Absolutely.
But also, like, I feel like there's also a certain playfulness to it.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love seeing a dog in, like, a stylish little sweater?
It brings joy.
It does.
A little bit of whimsy into our lives.
It does. Okay, so stepping back to the bigger picture here.
Okay.
We've talked about self-expression, empowerment.
Right.
This changing relationship with animals.
Well, yeah.
What other insights can we draw from these fashion trends?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that really stands out to me.
Okay.
Is this growing awareness of sustainability and ethical consumption.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like consumers are becoming much more conscious of the impact of their choices.
Yes.
On the planet, you know?
Totally. And we're seeing this play out in everything.
Yeah.
From the materials being used to the way that clothes are produced and marketed.
Absolutely. Consumers are demanding more transparency.
Yeah.
More responsibility from brands.
For sure.
And you can see that it's having a real impact.
Totally.
I mean, remember how Miami Fashion Week was highlighting sustainability?
They were.
This isn't just a one-off thing, you know?
Yeah.
We're seeing this shift across the entire industry.
Yeah.
Towards more eco-friendly practices.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's like fashion can be a force for good.
Absolutely.
It's not just about looking good.
Right.
It's about making conscious choices that reflect our values.
I couldn't agree more. Fashion has this power
to
spark conversations.
Yeah.
To challenge norms.
Absolutely.
To promote a more just and sustainable world.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've covered the psychology behind the trends, the rise of women in the industry, ethical considerations.
Yes.
Even the adorable world of pet fashion.
We've done it all.
But here's the big question.
Okay.
What does this mean for the future of fashion?
Ooh, that's a big one.
Where are we headed?
Well, you know, fashion is always evolving.
It is.
So it's hard to say for sure.
It is.
But if I had to make a prediction,
okay,
I think we're moving towards a more inclusive,
okay,
sustainable, and personalized fashion landscape.
Okay, so what do you mean inclusive?
Inclusive in terms of representing diverse bodies, cultures, perspectives. I think there's a move away from this one-size-fits-all mentality and much more emphasis on celebrating individuality and embracing differences.
And how do you see technology shaping the future of fashion?
Well, you know, technology is already playing a huge role.
It is.
You know, from virtual fashion shows to personalized online shopping experiences.
Right.
This is just the beginning, though.
Oh.
Yeah. I think we'll see even more innovation in areas like 3D printing, virtual reality, artificial intelligence.
Oh, wow.
All transforming how we design, produce, and consume fashion.
So like a virtual fashion show in the metaverse.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
I know.
That's something I would love to see.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, amidst all of this technology, let's not forget the human element here.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, fashion is ultimately about people.
Absolutely.
You know, their stories, their creativity, their desires.
You're absolutely right. Fashion is a form of human expression.
Yes.
That human touch will always be essential.
Well said. This has been an incredible journey.
It has been.
Through the world of fashion.
So many insights.
And it feels like we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, there's always more to discover.
Always more.
More to learn, more to be inspired by.
Right. And that's what makes fashion so endlessly fascinating.
It is.
So to wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Yes.
We've seen how fashion is evolving.
Yeah.
To be more inclusive, sustainable, and technologically advanced.
For sure.
But it's also important to remember that fashion has always been and will always be.
Yeah.
About expressing ourselves and connecting with each other.
Exactly. It's a reflection of who we are, both individually and as a society.
Yes.
That's something to keep in mind as we move into the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Where we'll explore some of the trends that might just define the future of fashion.
Oh, exciting.
Stay with us.
Welcome back to the final part of our fashion deep dive. We've talked about fashion reflecting our values, anxieties, and even like our hopes for the future.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. So now I think it's time to look ahead.
Okay.
And explore some of the trends that might actually shape the fashion world of tomorrow.
I'm ready.
Are you ready for a glimpse into the future?
Let's do it.
Okay. So one trend that's really gaining traction is using technology to create like personalized and sustainable clothing.
That's so interesting.
So you're talking about like having your own personal tailor.
Exactly. So imagine being able to design your own clothes online.
Okay.
Choose the fabric, the style, everything.
Wow.
And then those clothes would be made on demand.
Okay.
Reducing waste and minimizing environmental impact.
So no more settling for ill-fitting clothes.
Exactly.
And we can help reduce that huge amount of textile waste.
Absolutely. It's a win-win.
It's a total win-win. I love that.
Yeah.
So it's like having a perfectly tailored wardrobe.
Yes.
And a guilt-free shopping experience.
100%.
What's not to love?
Sign me up.
Okay. So speaking of sustainability, another really exciting development is this rise of like bio-based materials.
Oh, yes.
So we're talking fabrics made from things like mushrooms, pineapple leaves.
And algae.
Wait, clothes made from mushrooms.
No, it sounds crazy.
It sounds kind of out there.
Right.
We're talking about some kind of like futuristic fashion statement.
Not necessarily.
Uh-huh.
These bio-based materials are so versatile. They can mimic the look and feel of traditional fabrics.
Okay.
Like leather and silk, but with a much smaller environmental footprint.
So you could have like a luxurious leather jacket made from mushrooms?
Exactly.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
So it's like sustainable and stylish.
You got it.
I'm starting to see the appeal.
I think it's a really exciting development.
And then we also have virtual fashion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're already seeing digital clothing and accessories in like video games and these virtual worlds.
For sure.
So do you think that we're going to be attending virtual fashion shows from our living room?
I think it's a real possibility.
Or trying on clothes virtually before we actually buy them.
Absolutely. And it's not just limited to the digital realm either.
Okay.
I think the lines are blurring between physical and digital fashion.
Really? How so?
Well, and we're seeing designers incorporate like tech elements into their clothing.
Oh, wow.
So think LED light, sensors, wearable technology embedded into garments.
So your clothes could light up.
Yes.
They could track your fitness.
They could even change color based on your mood.
That's straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It is pretty futuristic.
Wow. So, you know, fashion is becoming this really incredible fusion of like art, science, and technology.
It's true.
And pushing the boundaries of like creativity and functionality.
Totally.
Is this the future of fashion?
I think it's definitely a possibility.
I think so, too. And I think that as consumers, we have the power
to
really influence how this evolution unfolds.
Absolutely.
You know, by making those conscious choices about what we buy and what we wear.
For sure.
We can support the brands that are driving this innovation.
Right.
And shaping a more sustainable, inclusive fashion future.
It all comes back to making conscious choices.
It really does.
Yeah.
Okay, so to wrap up this entire deep dive.
Yeah.
You know, we've really explored how fashion is evolving.
Yes.
It's becoming more inclusive, more sustainable, more technologically advanced.
Absolutely.
But I think it's also important to remember that fashion has always been, and I think will always be, about expressing ourselves.
Yes.
Connecting with each other.
It's a form of communication.
It is. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
On this incredible journey through this ever-changing world of fashion.
It's been fun.
We hope you've gained some new insights.
For sure.
Maybe even some inspiration for your own wardrobe choices.
I know, I have.
Until next time on The Deep Dive, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing those boundaries of what's possible.
See you next time.